Yeah, look, I thought our defence was outstanding again. You know, our offence is still a work in progress. We're not firing on all pistons, but we've had a good week of practice and getting some extra shots up, so hopefully that'll translate to the game.
Just on the offence, I mean, you said a couple of weeks ago that it wasn't firing. How is it? I mean, a couple of weeks, haven't scored over 85 points this season, I think. Is that a problem in the shooting percentage where you'd like it to be?
And yeah, look, we went back and had a look, and actually it's the shots that we want. We want to get as many uncontested shots as we possibly can, but, you know, we just didn't shoot well the other night, and we shot very poor from the foul line. I think we missed 10 foul shots, so we certainly want to get that scoreboard clicking over, and we've got the capabilities to do that, and so it's a good sign that you're still winning and still got a lot of improvement to do.
So are you more pleased with your defence, given it's the lowest, you know, the opponent's got the least than anyone else in the league, or are you more concerned with your offence at the moment?
Well, it's a bit of both. You know, the defence has been our backbone for a number of years, so we still want to do that, make teams push up against. And the team that we scored 102 points against is we played this weekend, so we're very aware of Townsville can rack the points up if we don't play well. And offence, we're just still getting into that rhythm. We're, you know, firing about 4 out of 6 pistons at the moment, and hopefully we'll get another couple this weekend.
So you're looking forward to avenge this game? I mean, it was a great one a couple of weeks ago, wasn't that long
No,
ago?
we got absolutely spanked. It was disappointing for us on all levels. You know, we didn't really play well, and Townsville shot the ball extremely well. I think their guards shot 77 points. Our big guys did a really good job, but our perimeter guards certainly got touched up.
Is it about being a step closer to their shooters, Trev, and making them drive?
Yeah, it was a bit of a combination of both. We didn't really have the responsibilities of rotations. You know, we were sitting back playing one-on-one, and to be successful, we can't play one-on-one like that. You know, it's interesting. We're playing great defence. That's probably the one game that we didn't play well, and they scored 100 points. So hopefully we'll fix that up this week.
Fair to say another challenge for Damo?
Yeah, well, you know, he's been in fine form all season, so the level now that Damo has to play is that consistent level that, you know, that he has done the last couple of years, and, you know, he gets up against a good challenge here now in the backcourt.
Where's DeAndre at in terms of his performance?
Yeah, look, I was quite pleased with his performance off the bench last week, so, you know, we'll just weigh that up and see how we go. We started off pretty well, 8-0, and he certainly gave us a spark off the bench, so we'll just have to weigh up and see if that happens again this week.
Have you made a decision on that starting five for this week?
No, we've been mixing around a little bit. You know, actually, we started because Townsville have got two bigs. We've been having Matty and Tommy playing together this week. So, we'll mix that up.
Sean was playing with the second unit at training a couple of days ago. Is there a temptation to use him in that reserve unit?
Yeah, I think Sean's been our most consistent player out there, and he's been fabulous all season. So I doubt if he'll come off the bench, but he won't.
any niggling injuries or concerns with anyone at all?
I think we're all right. Hopefully we're okay. Greg's still on target to come back in about 4 weeks' time, so he's probably a little bit ahead of rehab, and hopefully we'll get him on court sooner or later. But all the other guys are fine.
And what happens to Mantiang as soon as he's able to play, as soon as Greg's able to play?
Well, we just have to make that decision down the track. But if Youngie is playing that way, you know, that's his opportunity. He's got to grab it with both hands, and now he has to back that performance up. And what I really liked, he was so aggressive. You know, we see him out here at practice, but then when the bright lights came on, he was a little bit more reserved. And we said, Youngie, if you want to be something, you've got to be aggressive out there. And so I was happy to see that. And now it's up to him to have that consistency.
So is there an opportunity for him to stay with the Cats actively, or will you have to release him?
We just have to make that decision when time comes. You know, we don't know. Hopefully we don't have another injury. And it's a simple decision to make, but who knows in the course of the game. But look, we'd like to keep him if we can, if he still plays at that level.
Just on the offence again, what do you need to do? Like, is there one or two things that you need to keep working on and improving to get that clicking?
Yeah, I think we, still get the open shots. We get the right people in the right spots. And we got Jermaine shot 44% from the three. We have to get him a little bit free. We have to find ways to get the ball to DeAndre in his scoring areas. And same with Matty Knight. You know, I think we missed a couple opportunities to get some easy points, and we just got to be in tune with each other so we take care of that and make sure we get those opportunities on the scoreboard.
No tech fouls this week?
No, mate, all good.